This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for June 6th. I'm Paul Plack. SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, has announced the publication of its preliminary report from the Pilot Training Reform Symposium. The International Air Transport Association's annual general meeting and World Air Transport Summit opens in Singapore this morning. The National Aeronautic Association has certified that on May 12th, the human-powered helicopter Gamera, designed and built by students at the University of Maryland's Clark School of Engineering, earned records for the duration of a human-powered helicopter flight and the duration of a human-powered helicopter flight by a female pilot. A funeral will be held tomorrow for 25-year-old Amanda Franklin, who last week lost her battle with complications from burns suffered in an accident at the Air Fiesta 2011 air show in Brownsville, Texas, back on March 12th. It's official, Naval Air Station Brunswick has been decommissioned. The 3,200-acre facility on the Maine coast now officially becomes Brunswick Landing, a civilian airport which will be home to Alan Klapmeyer's Kestrel project. A lightning strike less than a half mile from Launch Pad 39A at Kennedy Space Center required an assessment of the shuttle Atlantis, which is waiting on the pad for a July launch. Engineers found no damage. A missing Bell 430 helicopter, which was reported stolen June 1st, has been found in Texas in a Dallas police impound lot. An Aquatis 767 was returned to service last week, 2 days after flight attendants found 5 baby rats in the cabin just before boarding. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves talks very candidly about how he lived in denial of slowly worsening medical issues for more than a decade until there was finally no choice but to face them. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.